Nolan Fisher grew up in Naples, at the other end of the state, and came here to go to UNF.
It was the only school that I could get most of my schooling paid for without leaving the state. Wasn't the biggest fan of Naples, so Jacksonville was an opportunity to go far away. UNF seemed like a good fit. It wasn't very big, wasn't very small, didn't have a real big party life, so easy to stay focused.
Nolan did stay focused, graduating with a degree in advertising and communications. But it was 2007, and there were few jobs open in his field.
Two-thirds of all advertising, communication kind of jobs dropped with the economy. I went into advertising and communications because I like creativity. I've always had a love for creativity and art. That's what drew me into that field.
So Nolan took a job in a financial institution call center on Jacksonville's south side.
I've been working with mortgages now for a little over a year. Taxes, insurance, the escrow items on a mortgage account. I work with the customer, so I'm the friendly face side of the business, customer service, all on the phone. It is a call center environment. I work in an escalated unit. Any call that I take is normally an issue.
Nolan is good at the job, but it is a challenge for someone with an artist's personality.
I like when I help people, but I get tired of when I can't. You get cursed at, you get yelled at. Every day somebody hates me. All you can do is apologize and take it. You know, it still pays the bills. For what my degree is, it just wasn't much that I could choose from. You're going right in the bottom. I created bills for myself that I cannot go to the bottom. I have to, in order to maintain, I have to start somewhere mid-level.
But he hasn't given up either. Nolan Fisher has a clear view of what his future holds.
I think whatever I do at this point in time is going to be my own business. My success is not going to come from working from somebody else. I'm actually getting an opportunity to do some advertising with some like smaller companies. I've took an approach as an advertising consultant for some of these small companies that say, hey, you know, I want to be somebody, but I don't know how to get there. Come up with a whole marketing approach.
Nolan's parents are artists in Naples. Nolan, in fact, bucked the family tradition by taking a corporate job.
My family's all entrepreneurs. There's nobody in my family who's not. And I always assumed that I was going to eventually take this route. I did try to go, and I did want to work for other people because nobody in my family ever really did it. There's some success in my family. There's some failures. But there's nobody in my family that I know that works for somebody else.
Nolan is growing more aware of the passage of time.
You know, I'm almost 30. I should be somewhere by now. And then I'll talk to other people, and they'll be like, you're so young. You hit 40, that's when you'll probably start being successful.
And while he waits for an opportunity, his current profession does have learning opportunities.
Listening to people, talking to a lot of different people, you learn things.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.